Here's a signature political tactic of our time. If you're accused of something, accuse your accuser of the same thing. President Trump famously does this again and again. Accused by Hillary Clinton of being a Russian puppet, he replied, "No puppet, you're the puppet." In Nevada, rancher Cliven Bundy is trying a similar defense. Testimony has begun over an armed standoff over control of public lands. Bundy is accused of conspiracy, and NPR's Kirk Sigler reports his defense accuses the government of conspiracy.
Cliven Bundy, his two sons, and another militiaman are accused of assaulting federal officers when the government tried to remove Bundy's cows that were grazing on U.S. public land without permits. But this is a family that has long used social media to spread their message, and it's helped them shift the story away from the laws Bundy is alleged to have broken and toward one of a cowboy taking a stand against a tyrannical federal government.
Well, we're going to pray for a softness of heart for the jurors.
Here's Bundy's wife, Carol, speaking on YouTube recently from the family's ranch near Bunkerville, Nevada.
The truth will set us free. And the wonderful thing about truth, the beauty about truth, is it's so easy to tell.
The truth will come up a lot in her husband's trial, especially in this current moment in America where it seems like the integrity of every institution is being questioned. And accusations of so-called fake news come from the highest levels of even the government itself. In opening statements this week, the defense tried to capitalize on the deep mistrust in government to convince the jury these men were simply protesting. Sure, Bundy's attorney said, some militia brought long guns to the standoff, but there were also women and children holding Bibles and flags. Tay Wiles is an editor with High Country News, which covers the environment in the West.
The narrative among Bundy supporters is that the government is not presenting the truth, and it's very difficult to know that truth. And therefore, why should men be convicted on things we can't know?
Wiles says this dynamic puts even more pressure on prosecutors.
I think they're on their back foot a little bit in terms of trying to put the Bundys on trial instead of having their own institutions be on trial.
Wiles is a regular in the courtroom alongside reporters from the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times. But there are also some of the Bundy movement's early promoters, people from far-right internet talk shows and conspiracy websites who identify themselves as media. Some live stream updates to their followers during breaks. And watching it all, it seems like two parallel universes. Americans are getting their information from vastly different sources.
He is standing and saying, no, this isn't true.
Michael Stickler is writing a biography about Cliven Bundy and his decades-long fight with the government. The two men met in jail, actually. Stickler was serving a federal prison term for tax fraud.
There's a long tradition of Americans and even people outside of America who have believed their convictions and stood against powerful forces.
Stickler says Bundy believed so strongly that the government was overreaching that he was willing to break the law. But at the time of the standoff, the Bundys would say things like they didn't even recognize the federal government, let alone its legal right to control public land. A trove of news footage showed militiamen pointing assault-style rifles at federal agents, and Bundy's son, Ammon, even told reporters their mission was to kick all federal agencies off the land.
Where is the rule of law?
Erica Schumacher was in charge of federal law enforcement on the ground at the standoff. She's now retired and worries a jury will sympathize with the Bundys' version of the truth, even though she considers it a myth.
My thought is, as I saw things unfold with Bundy, I'm not surprised that we're here today where nobody really understands the truth or really wants to get to the bottom of what the truth actually is.
The trial is expected to last into next year. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Las Vegas.